Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast, I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all.
Let me just say, I too honor the feeling. Of course, I'm feeling right now. I too honor that feeling is because of two things. One is because it's Between the Ropes Radio Sunday on this March 8th, 2020. I'm, of course, your boy Ty Ashbury. Now, remember the other reason I just talked about, I had to, of course, honor the other reason why I'm feeling as I am today, my live beautiful guest. And this is definitely an honor, of course, a voice like no other from Southern Honor Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Circuit, the one, the only, Miss Diana Michelle is my live guest. Miss Diana, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute honor. We're talking about honor this, honor that on the night show. And, it's an honor to finally have you on. We've been talking about doing a podcast for a very long time, and finally glad to have you on.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we've been talking about a year, I guess, off and on. And I just wasn't – I don't think I was ready before. I think we can do this now.
Yeah, and you said it too, of course, podcast, I think I'm going to ask you like pretty much the first questions out of nowhere for a talent. I guess like a podcast is something different outside of, you know, behind the microphone or outside of the ring. I guess that's something that's, a little different amongst talent as far as the whole podcast thing goes.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people that have their own podcast and they do it on a weekly basis or, you know, videos, YouTube videos, that kind of thing. I'm not really familiar with, I guess, not really familiar, but comfortable with doing a whole lot of that. But, you know, I've done one, and it was so much fun. I had a great time. It was one of those no holds barred kind of thing, though. And so anything was everything, you know what I mean? So, but this, yeah, I'm excited. Been thinking about contacting you back, you know, now that I've gotten a couple of shows under my belt, a couple of months, almost over a year and a half almost. So, yeah, I think it's definitely a different time for me that we can do this.
Well, Miss Diana, the thing about this too, I mean, we all know you're a busy lady. I mean, you're doing everything inside the world of professional wrestling, top-notch announcer, podcast now, and, of course, you know, you're on the one and the only Between the Ropes Radio with Ty Ashbury. And, of course, now that we're talking about you doing all these podcasts, I mean, you're kind of in, like, podcast, like, mania. I mean, this is your second one. Of course, you'll do your third. We'll talk about it later on. You'll have podcast number three to do. We'll talk Between the Ropes, which is my other show. We'll talk about that later on. But I guess I got to ask you, you're a busy girl. You got a lot going on.
I do. I mean, of course, I have my regular day-to-day, 9-to-5. It's not even 9-to-5. It's more like 7:30 to 6 job every day. Then I do, you know, of course, as many wrestling shows as I possibly can on the weekends. And I also sing gospel music when I'm not doing wrestling. So I never have a weekend free, to be honest with you, to have last night actually off was rare, especially for it to be a Saturday night. But I was definitely enjoying my time at home, chilling out. And, I mean, I had some things going on that kind of kept me from, you know, going to different shows that I was going to drop in on. But, yeah, it was nice just to be home and actually wash my clothes without having to rush, you know? That's not something I always have the luxury of doing.
Yeah, and people don't realize, I mean, doing laundry, I mean, of course, we all have to keep clean clothes, but even though we need our clothes clean, laundry, I'm sure everybody listening live, laundry could be a pain in the ass, but it's like, maybe I can go this day. I can squeak by this day. Then you look at your clothes in your dresser or whatever, you're like, ah, shit. So, you know, you have to get that laundry done because, I mean, once you get thin in the clothes, yeah, you got to open up the bottle of washing detergent.
Definitely. Or you just the ones that are not so dirty, hang them back up, you know, kind of lay them to the side, that kind of thing. But yeah, just to be able to, now, that should take a night and do domestic things that I don't always get to do. It was good. I needed to kind of chill out for a while. So it was nice.
Well, I know I'm actually going to tell everybody this, and people may say, oh, Ty, you nasty boy. I kind of, if I may do the Febreze routine where I may just, you know, Febreze the clothes up real quick. I mean, I'm not dirty now. I'm saying that firsthand, but I may get a sniff there and sniff here and say, you know what, F it. I got the Febreze, do what I have to do, and out the door. Because sometimes when you're busy, you're busy, and I'm sure, you know, Miss Diana can relate to that. I mean, when you got stuff going on, you got to, you know, kind of jump over some loops and make it happen.
Yes, you're totally right on that.
Now actually, you, of course, I mean, we're talking about everything on Between the Ropes Radio. It's just all over the place. We're talking about Febreze, clothes, having some time off, which we all know is really nice. But, Ms. Diana, the biggest thing for you is that on Friday, you had pretty much, you were a part of one of the biggest shows ever for, of course, Southern Honor Wrestling, SHW 18, Canton, Georgia. Y'all really pretty much, you know, just knocked the roof off the place. Like, how was that? I'm sure it was pretty, you know, something that you probably, I'm pretty sure, have not really gotten over the fact that, I'm going to guess it was probably pretty damn awesome for the show.
Yeah. I mean, do you follow it? Because it's amazing. I started with them, I guess you can say, fully started in January. I kind of got the gig at the December show. But, yeah, last Friday night was crazy. The first match of the night, we had, it was a hoss fight, as what everybody's calling it. The second rope broke in the middle of the match. They had to finish the match out with the top and the bottom rope. And these were big guys. I'm talking like seven-footers almost and large guys. So, I mean, it was quite interesting to watch, and you know, you never knew what was going to happen. And wound up just throwing a second rope on the floor and going at it and doing you know, stuff off the top rope and backflips and crazy. It was crazy, and that was just to start the show. So you can just imagine, you know, what was going on the rest of the show. It was crazy. I'm just now getting where I can settle down for today and look at some of the pictures that have been posted, and I mean, just the excitement of Southern Honor is it's like no other. I mean, it's a crazy atmosphere. The fans are wild. I come out to, you know, get them to, you know, hype them up, and they're hyping me because they're already ready. They're ready for the show to start. They're ready to see what's going to happen at the next show, Southern Honor show. And the fan base there is awesome. The promotion is awesome. Gary is an awesome promoter, and dealing with the talent and the booking, I mean, you can't ask for a better group of people to work with. And, you know, especially when they're wiping the or taking all the awards for Georgia Wrestling Awards this past year, was just, I mean, it speaks for themselves. I mean, to be a part of Southern Honor is truly my honor. I mean, that's no joke. I don't take it lightly. I want everything that I do to reflect, you know, and match the awesomeness of the show, because I mean, I don't want to be the weak link, you know what I'm saying? I want to be as good as they are, and every show it gets better and better. I mean, if you haven't been or hadn't had a chance to come or tune into the show on IWTV, do it.
Well, I've actually seen bits and pieces. I've seen bits and pieces of Southern Honor Wrestling on Facebook, and I saw your Facebook and pictures that you guys posted from the event on Friday, and I saw the ring with the middle rope, and I was like, oh, they must have had a rope break. And it had, we all know it happens in wrestling, the show goes on. But for what I've seen, you guys are really starting to get more attention with the promotion in Georgia, and I'm sure you guys are attracting, you know, names outside of the promotion. So, and speaking of Mr. Gary, I want to talk a little bit about the owner, founder of course, Southern Honor Wrestling after this. But from what I've seen, I'd really like to get more into that. And I guess I really want to. Is it something that you can go online and watch your shows, or you go on the website and order it? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, well, we have IWTV the app. You know, we our show, all the shows are on there from the beginning, from the very first show to, you know, every night that we've done. So, yeah, you just log on and you can watch any show you want. You can go through and watch the whole thing, and it's pretty awesome. You know, the production of Southern Honor is, oh God, it's like no other. I swear, it's top notch. You're not going to find anything independent better than that.
And that's the thing I think that really dresses up professional wrestling today, a lot of promotion, is the production, how promotions present themselves to the fans. And the biggest thing that really caught my eye about what you guys are doing for SHW is the production. And the production, is, I think, is pretty good. The fans will definitely say, I'm going to give these guys a try. And, like, of course, like Miss Diana said, check out, of course, SHW, because they're doing really, really big things, not only, you know, in Georgia, but all over the world. And they're really the promotion in wrestling, so definitely to keep an eye on. And I definitely have to talk about, of course, Mr. Gary, who runs everything, is doing a great job. I looked at my notes, and he talked about the show on Friday, and he did mention about you, and I thought it was really cool. He just says, pretty much simple to the fact, you keep getting more comfortable. And when I read that, I know you're in your zone, and I'm sure you probably will take that and run with the ball and score a touchdown, because when I seen that about you, I was like, she's starting to hold her own, and we're all very proud of you. Everybody listening live, we're proud of you to hear that he said that about you, and I'm sure that's like the motivation you need, because like you said earlier, you want to get better, and it's no shortcuts. You want to get better.
Yeah, definitely. You want to get better every show. And coming into Southern Honor, I mean, I they'd been going on for about over a year before I actually came on, and just the hype and what everybody was saying, Southern Honor's the place to be. Southern Honor's where everybody wants to be. Everybody wants to work there. Everybody wants to put, you know, on the best matches there, and you know, they would put that under the belt that they were part of Southern Honor. And to get the opportunity to come in and take the place of Pat McDermott, which that's big shoes to fill from what I was being told. I hadn't actually met him. We talked online a little bit. But everybody loves him. The crowd loves him. And there's a lot of pressure. I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to, you know, bring what I have and match, at least match what Pat had, to make sure that by me coming on, the show doesn't take a step back, but it actually takes a step forward. So I wanted to, you know, make sure that I wasn't going to be dropping the ball. But my nerves get the best of me before every show. It doesn't matter. I was asked before, you know, how do you prepare? Simply, if I'm sitting over in the corner quiet, my knees are shaking, my butterflies are going, my stomach, I'm trying to get my thoughts together about how I'm going to open the show, what I'm going to say. I put a lot of pressure on myself, but to me, I feel like that's just me preparing. I don't want to screw up. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to go out there and looking like I don't know what I'm doing. I want to hold my own. So, you know, I might be bouncing around somewhere in the corner by myself, just kind of getting in a mode, almost like I'm getting in a fight. I'm trying to psych myself up like Rocky or whatever. But that's how I get myself ready. And then when I cut the curtain, just go through the curtain, and the crowd, they see me come out. I say, "Hello, Canton," and they all just blow the roof off just because they know the show's about to start. It makes it so much easier than when you have like a, you know, semi-dead crowd or someone that you got to hype up. But that crowd makes the show. I mean, without Southern Honor fans, there's no Southern Honor. I mean, they're awesome, and just to experience them is awesome.
And I can tell you probably as soon as you go through that curtain for any, of course, Southern Honor wrestling event, you probably say, "Canton, Georgia, look at the party jumping." Well, you know, I'm sure you probably don't say exactly how I said it, but you said it. You said really some key things earlier that you, before, you know, first show you did with them, you were nervous in the corner shaking. But I think whatever you do, especially in professional wrestling, any kind of talent, and you know, any kind of thing where you know it's a crowd involved, you may be nervous behind the microphone or the curtain. But I think once you get into your groove, either put a headset on for podcasting or you go through the curtain, it's like the music hits or you see the fans, like that turns off and you go into your groove. I think that's how everybody's thing is, but people may react to it differently or prepare for it differently.
Right, definitely. And usually it starts for me the night before. the night before a show, I don't sleep worth crap. I mean, I'm up and down, awake, wide awake. My day at work is usually I'm dead. The drive up to Canton, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. So once I get there and I'm able to settle in and get all my notes together and make sure I have everybody's information, that I'm not missing anything, that I know what the lineup is, you know, how the show is supposed to flow, what to expect, so I'm not surprised, then I start kind of settling in. But when it gets to be about 7:30 and the crowd's building and I know that the show is about to start and I'm behind the curtain just waiting on the countdown, I do. I get that nervous feeling, like, okay, it's go time. It's go time. Get out there and kill it. Get out there and kill it. So when Gary was like, yes, you just keep getting more and more comfortable, that makes me feel, okay, I'm getting there. I'm just kind of becoming the Diana Michelle that Southern Honor needs and wants. So I don't know. It's just to get inside that ring, to climb those stairs and get inside that ring and hear all those people, you know, like, Diana this, and they're just like, happy that I'm there and they're enjoying it and they're actually hyping up with me, it makes it so much easier than I can just flow through. And then I'm just ready and they want to do the one fall yell and they want to, you know, cheer on the guys coming out. And I love being there. I mean, there's no place I would rather be on a Friday night than Canton, Georgia, in that ring and doing, you know, what I do.
Now, Miss Diana, before you make the drive up to Canton, Georgia, to get ready for Southern Honor Wrestling, we're talking about people, everybody having last preparation before the big show. Do you just stay, like, silent, or when you're in the car making the trip, do you, like, blast your music like no other? Because I know we all had that one song that gets us pumping.
Oh, yeah, I have an entire playlist. Are you kidding? I have to. But usually I'm picking up, you know, a fellow worker. I pick him up in Atlanta, and we make half the drive together. So we're usually talking about life and the show and different gimmicks and, you know, different things. And, you know, it's kind of chill. So it kind of helps me get in the zone. Look, I'm just going to go to work, just going to get this done. You know, it's just every show is different. It's not just with Southern Honor. If I'm going to Lariato, because I also announced for Lariato, that's more of a hometown most of the time. It's in Dublin where I live. So it's like 10 minutes from my house. And that's like, make sure your outfit's good, make sure you're on point, make sure you got everything you need. But, hey, if you don't, just run back to the house and grab it, that kind of thing, because it's close. But with a pro wrestling circuit, I still have to drive there. So I'm just getting, you know, prepared and make sure I have mainly what do you look like, because all eyes are on you. What are you going to sound like? Everybody's going to be listening to everything I say. So I just, that's a lot of pressure for me. And to be honest with you, even though I sing gospel music with my family group, I never speak on the microphone. I sing it, but I never speak. My dad always does the talking, or my uncle does the talking, or my aunt would do some talking. But if you get me to say anything at a gospel concert, you're doing something real good, because I just don't talk when it comes to singing. I just rather sing and let whatever I have to say come through my song. But first started announcing, I was so nervous, because actually to hear my voice come over a microphone was crazy devastating to me. I was like, oh, I don't know if I like this. But, you know, I'm getting more comfortable. I'm getting where I don't mind the way I sound. And, you know, I listen to myself. So, I mean, I'm kind of learning to like myself that way, just like everybody else is kind of learning me. So it's different, but I love it. I don't want to do anything else. This is awesome. I love to do it.
Yeah, believe it or not, I really know now. I've learned that, because not only do I do my wrestling podcast, I actually work in radio, and I think anybody, if we all can be critical of ourselves. I definitely can be. I'm sure we all are. And I know, same for me, when I have to play over something at the radio station or one of the podcasts, I too, sometimes I hear my voice. This is just me. I mean, ladies, they may think I have a sexy voice. That'd be a compliment. But sometimes I'll hear myself, I'm like, really, do I have to really listen to myself? But sometimes you have to, because you may hear yourself saying something like, oh, I could have did this better, or did it in a certain way.
Right. Right. And I've been told, and I know it's true, that I have a really thick country accent. I try not to when I'm in the ring, but it comes out. I can't help it. I mean, I'm from the South. I'm from a little country town, Dublin, Georgia, and I was raised talking just as country as the next person. Country is cornbread, as they say. So even when I'm just not around anybody that's like from this kind of area or from the north, I try to kind of lay it low so it doesn't come across. But even if I listen back to this podcast, I'm going to be like, God, you have the worst sounding accent. Oh, my God, you've got to do something. But it's me. It's just me. And don't get me excited because then it really come out. I promise it would be like, shit.
And that's the thing, because in wrestling, I really think it doesn't matter you're an announcer or wrestler, you're all the talent. And I always say just go out there and just be you, because I seriously believe if you go out there and try to be something that you're not, chances are it may not work out that good.
Right, because you got to be true to you, because, you know, it's like truth never changes. You got to be true to you. So being something else, you're going to screw it up. So, I mean, if I'm country, I'm country. It's fine. I don't care, really. It's just, well, to hear myself back, my God. But, yeah, you got to be you. I got to be me. I got to, Diana's Diana. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. She is who she is, and apologize for it.
And I will say, we're talking about here in Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Diana being herself, I'm being myself. Of course, be yourself and call in live here on Between the Ropes Radio Sunday night at 516-666-9868, because my live guest, of course, is the one and the only Miss Diana Michelle, of course, from Southern Honor Wrestling. Like I said, this lady is doing big things in the world of professional wrestling. Probably, I think, honestly, one of the top announcers out there in wrestling. So if you got to call in, answer some questions, we are definitely here to a couple minutes till 6:30. So you better get your butt on it and call in here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, Miss Diana, of course, you here on the show always do a segment. It could be any kind of crazy segment, and this is the segment, and all my guests love it. This is where you kind of get put on the spot. So this is going to be out of a nowhere question, and of course, if you come on the show, I got to break the I call it the shy juice. I got to get it out of you. So this segment, I'm going to call this, and I just thought of this segment. I call it the Damn It Ty segment, because it's like, dude, really. So you ready for the question?
Am I ready? I mean, I'm going to say Damn It Ty, and you think I'm ready already? Damn it, Ty. Yeah, shoot. Go for
Your first ever match that you announced, your first ever one, boom, right out there in the ring, first one. Can you provide to us, because we all want to hear it, exactly how you announced that night? Can you give us like a pretty much some kind of bits and pieces of how you announced that match that night, if you can go back and remember?
I can't even remember who the match was, my first match. I can tell you where it was. It was in December in Dublin, Lariato Pro, and it was my very, very, very first time. Well, not my very first time, but my first time actually being the announcer. I filled in before. But I can give you highlights of that whole show, because my favorite of all time, the Rock and Roll Express, Robert Gibson was there, and he was wrestling in a six-man tag, and Teddy Long was there. So I had two of my childhood faves, Hall of Famers. I was psyched out. I was fangirling. I was such a mark. It wasn't even funny. But I remember my brother, who knows how I feel about wrestling, how I've always felt about wrestling, and he has been like, we grew up together loving it. And Rock and Roll Express was our thing and whatever. And I remember I told him to come. He was sitting in the front row. And, gosh, this is vivid. And special. Gosh, damn it, Ty.
See?
I remember seeing my brother on the front row. And I said, hey, Robert's coming out. And then I turned around and announced Robert Gibson. That was so surreal. I don't mean to get emotional. Holy shit. Damn. But yeah, that was probably, that was amazing. And you just made me get emotional on the radio live. Damn. Ah, that was my, it was like my childhood favorite, you know, and I still, to this day, love that moment to see, you know, to be able to do that.
Well,
no,
I'm glad that question really did.
I can't believe I'm crying.
Well, now, I didn't mean to get you emotional, but I take it on the show that I got you emotional in a good way, and that's what we do here on the show.
Oh
yeah,
God.
I mean we all have fun. So I think your boy Ty Asbury did his homework.
Yeah, God, that was good. I didn't expect that. Yeah, I can't tell you what I sounded like, but I can tell you that I was excited as I'll get out to be standing in that ring and announcing Robert Gibson. That was amazing. It was amazing. Now I have to do Ricky, and then my life could be complete. Honestly.
I mean, no, Miss Diana, the fact is that you have a lot of things to be happy about. I mean, the fact that I got you to cry on the show, but in a good way, not in a bad way. So, but
well,
something else has really been there.
My tears didn't fall, but I did get choked up. So, I mean, I'm not crying, but I did get a little choked up, and that's how I get. But that's just, to me, pro wrestling was always part of my life. And growing up, that was just, that's what I loved. I mean, all my friends were into Barbies and, you know, this, that, and other dolls. I wanted to watch wrestling. I'd go to my grandma's house, and I want to watch wrestling. And she's like, you don't need to watch that. And I'm like, I want to watch wrestling. I mean, if it was on TV, I was watching it. So I was an NWA girl. I was WCW. And that's what I grew up on. So when I was able to, well, when I learned that there was even an independent wrestling scene, I had no idea that this was a thing. And when I got involved, it was just like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And the more and more I'm involved and the more I go on and the more things I do and the shows I do, and it's just like, this is freaking awesome. I'm really living something that I've always dreamed about. And it's amazing. I mean, I love it.
And that's the best thing. I mean, like I said, everybody else has their thing, but like I said, Miss Diana has her wrestling. And Miss Diana, I want to say this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, it's not over yet because we got to talk Between the Ropes, which is coming up later in the week. But I want you to tell everybody about another great thing that's going on for you, is let everybody know about the new Diana Michelle T-shirt. I see you on Facebook.
Yeah.
I want one myself. So where can everybody get the shirt?
Oh, my God, DM me. Just DM me on Facebook, on Instagram. Find me at a show. I'll be at Pro Wrestling Circuit this month. Just look for the flyers. Got Lariato Pro in Dublin on this coming up Saturday. It's going to be an awesome show, cage match. I'll have them wherever. If I need to mail it, I'll mail it. Send me an address. I give you ways to pay. They're $20. I have kid sizes. I have adult sizes. I can get whatever size you want. But, yes, buy my shirt. That is awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, definitely buy the shirt, the one and only, one of the hottest shirts in professional wrestling, of course. That is the shirt of Southern Honor Wrestling's, the one and only, like I call her, the voice, like no other, Miss Diana Michelle. And Miss Diana, this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, pretty much your second podcast. Girl, you killed it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I cried and all. No, I appreciate you having me on. It's been an honor, and I'm really glad that we finally got to do this. I'm glad we did. Really fun.
I'm really glad too, and definitely we have another podcast coming up. Like I said, me and of course Miss Diana will be talking about that more on Facebook, about Talk Between the Ropes, which is my visual podcast, and that's going to be even crazier. So we don't know how long that's going to go on, as far as how long it, you know, that show can get pretty crazy. So definitely stay tuned on Facebook for that as well. Miss Diana, you are the greatest. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me, Todd. I appreciate it, and we'll do it anytime. Just let me know.
Definitely. And enjoy your night. Much needed relax, and I'll definitely talk to you soon.
All right. Well, you have a good night. Thanks.
You too. This is your boy, Ty Asbury, and thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I am your boy, Ty Asbury. And before I go, Be sure to go on MuscleSport.com to get 30% off with AFF minus the ropes 10. Get 30%
off. Let the man
off
speak in the
air.
The break is over. We in the culture. All the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning.